Hello and welcome to the BSG podcast. I am your host, Chase, and today we have an important news bulletin, whatever the fuck you want to call it, board today. And with me to talk about this very important news is Quinn. How are you doing today, Quinn?
I'm doing pretty good. If you do not know who we are, we're a weekly gaming podcast that focuses on the news on Mondays, but today is a Wednesday, and we're going to be covering the news even still, because that's because we have a big story about Blizzard versus the world, and it's very important, and we need to educate you and talk about it, because it's a big topic, and we want to discuss it, and it would have taken too much time up on our Monday podcast, which ran to an hour anyways. But if you want to get more news for the week, go to the Monday podcast, listen to the news, we got some cool things. PlayStation 5 announced officially. We have Google Stadia talking about negative latency and some other cool stuff. But today is a serious news topic. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a doozy. How do you feel about it, Chase?
Well, how do you say which side should I pick? Well, obviously the one for Hong Kong. Dude, it's really sad.
Well, that's not the question. How do you feel about this big topic? Are you excited for it? What are you doing?
Oh, okay. Well, I was pretty excited until you kind of told me how this kind of tapered out, and I'm like, no, but I'll keep that for the end for everyone to find out how interesting this turns out. But I have enough emotionally invested into this because of being related to Blizzard, being related to South Park and Tencent, just a lot of shit going on in my life relating to this. So yeah, I'm ready for this. Are you?
Now, if other people are emotionally invested and they want to talk to us about that emotion, where should they go?
They should go on Twitter at BS Gamers Podcast, where they can share their opinions, talk to us about what the fuck is going on. I actually recommend sending us some more news stuff as it goes on, because I'm really upset that there isn't more news about this. But anyways, Quinn, what should they do that's even more important than talking about liberating Hong Kong?
Well, if you like this podcast and you think Chase worthy, then you can leave us a review at whichever podcast platform you're listening to. And if you're about to leave a negative review, hold off there, kiddo. Why don't you leave us a tweet over on Twitter and tell us your criticisms, and we'll be trying our darndest to appease you and the masses. Similar to what Blizzard is trying to do in a way. And we'll try and correct those things that you think could be corrected. And maybe after that, you can leave us a better review. Reviews really help us out a lot. We are a small but growing potentially podcast. And reviews are the key, the golden ticket to Willy Wonka's podcast factory. And you are the helpers of Charlie, I guess. I don't know. This analogy doesn't work. This is going to break down, Chase. All right. Big topic. I have a lot of notes. I know you've been also kind of catching up on this as well. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go through the gist of what has been happening. I know it's going to be a lot of me reading stuff. But once we're through with that, we'll start talking about the ins and outs of everything and discuss about it. And then you can hashtag liberate Hong Kong all you want. All right.
All right. Let's get into banning our viewers and listeners.
All right. So last week in a major Hearthstone tournament, a Hong Kong esports player named Blitzchung wore a gas mask similar to those worn by Hong Kong protesters and shouted "Liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our age" in Mandarin during his interview. Blitzchung was removed from the stream as well as the tournament immediately, and following this, Blizzard, the makers of Hearthstone, punished Blitzchung by forfeiting his $10,000 worth of winnings and banning him from competitive play for an entire year. Blizzard also punished the casters who casted the tournament for not handling the situation properly and fired them on the spot. Although Blitzchung has declined to comment on the ban itself, he did say in a statement that he felt it was his duty to say something about the issue.
And Quinn, the tournament just to was say, a good platform. What a fucking beast to do it in Mandarin and not Cantonese, because Mandarin is the mainland's main language while Cantonese in Hong Kong. And he just said, oh, I'm going to do it in Mandarin, so fuck you guys.
Well, it could have been Cantonese, to be honest. I don't fucking know. He didn't say it in English. That's all I got to tell you. Could have been Cantonese. But yeah, so he said, liberate Hong Kong, revolution over age, in either Cantonese or Mandarin or some third-party language that we don't know about. Essentially, the casters did know what he was talking about, though, and it became this weird, weird situation. Anyways, he did comment on it and said that he felt like he needed to do something, especially because it's a huge issue for his home city state, you know what I mean? So he definitely felt he needed to do it, even though he had the idea that he was probably going to lose his winnings and probably get banned from competitive play, but he felt inclined that it was his duty. Now, although Blitzchung was not banned for his support of Hong Kong per se and was punished for breaking the rules of the tournament, which basically say you can't bring personal beliefs to the tournament, you leave those at home. But because, you know, he brought them to the tournament, he was banned and all the punishments, etc. Regardless of that, the internet didn't take too kindly to the issue and attributed the punishment by Blizzard to essentially Blizzard surrendering to its Chinese shareholders, because 5% of Blizzard Activision is owned by a large Chinese corporation called Tencent, and 10% of Blizzard's market is actually in China and it's looking to expand. So a lot of people thought, hey, this is Blizzard kind of bending down to its Chinese overlords, or I guess the Chinese shareholders, and this is quite a big problem and we don't like what's going on. Now, over the past week, this grew into a huge issue with players mass unsubscribing from Blizzard's newest game, World of Warcraft Classic, in protest of the ban. I think, as Chase, you can correct me on this, there's been at least like a million or two unsubscribes, correct?
We don't know. That's the unfortunate part. But it is a large amount, and I'm pretty sure there was something I read that said it was in the millions that people were either unsubscribing or taking stop playing games that were related to Blizzard or Activision in protest. Like, that was a thing, at least on Reddit or some other platforms where they were communicating
and
about
it. In addition to that, a lot of people were posting on Reddit and social media in general, like burning all of their Blizzard games and really taking a stand, if you will, against Blizzard. It's hard to calculate exactly how many people were actually participating in this offline, or if it was just people sort of karma whoring, trying to get as many upvotes as possible or likes or whatever the hell by jumping on the Blizzard banner app.
I think it's in the millions, though, just to say, because you have just how many people are in China and how many people are affected by that. So it's safe to say that it's about in the millions. About how many people were affected by this, as well as, you know, in the first place, Hong Kong is trying to liberate themselves with all those protests in Hong Kong. So yeah, I would say that that's about the right number. And here's an important question. I guess that's related to monetary means. So, like, let's say that it is in the millions. Were there any effects to the stock prices?
Well, we'll get back to that.
Okay, we'll get back
to that. So essentially, people on social media saying they're unsubscribing and not going to play any other Blizzard games ever again, and Blizzard's the devil, etc. Lots of memes coming out about essentially Blizzard being related to EA and Blizzard basically taking it in the butt from China, etc., etc., etc. Eventually, Blizzard locked down their official subreddit and tried to do minor damage control until they had a chance to issue a statement, which came a little bit later. But while this was going on, more and more gamers, as well as rival companies, started to take notice. One rival card game company, Gods Unchained, stepped up and said that they would pay for the winnings Blizzard took from Blitzchung and invited him to their $500,000 tournament free of qualifying. He doesn't have to qualify. He can just come and play their card game. Redditors also try to take matters into their own hands by rallying behind an Overwatch character, Mei, who is in another Blizzard game, which is Overwatch. And Mei is, I believe, Tibetan. Or actually, let me double check this. But Mei is now trying to, or people on Reddit are trying to make Mei a symbol of Hong Kong. She's from China. So that's the whole point.
Makes more sense.
Right. Well, I mean, according to China, Tibet is China. So that's a whole other thing. So Mei is Chinese. And what they're trying to do, at least people on social media, is they're doing Photoshops of her and basically culture mashing her into a Hong Kong supporter. And the internet was trying to make Mei into this symbol of the Hong Kong protesters to further try and put Blizzard in hot water with China. So if Blizzard is going to bend to their Chinese overlords, we can at least make the Chinese overlords really pissed at Blizzard, and maybe Blizzard will change their minds.
And I guess I'll just say a little bit extra, because I want to make a voice too, because this is mostly going to be Quinn talking.
Just for a little bit. Just for a little bit.
So basically, also we have Riot Games being in support with this as well, where they're saying that politics should not be in sports, or esports in that matter. And they actually cited, not maybe necessarily with the actions that Blizzard took, but they cite with the fact that it was in their right to remove them from the not only the premises, but being banned. And they supported what happened over there, you can say. But you know what's kind of funny about that? Who owns Riot Games?
Right, so Riot Games is 100% owned by Tencent, which is the 5% owner of Activision Blizzard.
And they also have a huge market in China with League of Legends. Although the League of Legends developer did stay neutral, at least on that aspect, probably right. To not make things worse.
Right. Also, so larger figures in the Blizzard community took action on their own, like moderators of several Blizzard subreddits left their subreddits and said they'll no longer be moderating them, as they think it's a waste of their time for a company they think is now a waste. As well as respected Hearthstone caster, a respected Hearthstone caster stating that he'll no longer cast BlizzCon 2019, as Blizzard has sort of overstepped ethical boundaries in a way. So then there was also protests at Blizzard. Furthermore, there was an employee walkout at Blizzard headquarters where employees protested Blizzard's behavior. One employee stated, "I'm disappointed. We want people all over the world to play our games, but no action like this can be made with political neutrality." Basically stating that if you act like you're taking no sides, you're taking the sides of China. Like, you, by not saying anything, you're taking the wrong side. Another longtime employee commented that the action Blizzard took against the player was pretty appalling but not surprising. Blizzard makes a lot of money in China, but the company is now in an awkward position where we can't abide by our own values. So eventually Blizzard came out with a statement stating that the matter had nothing to do with the relationship with China and was solely based on the nature of the tournament and the rules of the tournament. They stated that their goal is to bring players together and leave politics and other issues at home, and to have the focus of competitive play be on the games and the players themselves rather than outside issues.
Wait. Wasn't the spokesperson's, the teleprompters fired?
Well, so the casters were fired, but as I'm continuing, they continued by saying that ultimately players can't use their tournaments as a platform for personal beliefs, and BlitzChun clearly broke that rule regardless of his beliefs. But in closing, they reduced his sentence, his ban, from a year to 6 months, allowed the casters to come back after a 6 month period as well, and gave BlitzChun his full winnings, which was around $10,000. So essentially, the casters were no longer fired. They're just on 6 months of I guess a suspension, so as well as BlitzChun, who's on 6 months suspension.
Did they say anything around the fact like they were too harsh on the punishment in any of their speeches?
So, in a lot of ways, they didn't say they were at fault, but they did say that they did overstep a little bit, and they say that they basically this is a correction after thinking about it a while and looking at the feedback they've been given, they were correcting a quote-unquote too harsh of a punishment. They didn't say it was too harsh, but what they're saying is that they're correcting it.
Okay.
Ultimately, their stand, it's interesting because what that one employee said, which was, you know, Blizzard's in a weird, awkward position where a lot of our market is in China and we make a lot of money from China, and it's stressing the company in a way where they can't necessarily abide by their values. And I think ultimately BlitzChun did break rules that were in the tournament.
Sure.
And Blizzard is trying to stay as neutral as possible by saying these were rules within the confines of our competitive system, and this is how we want things to play and be broadcast. And if people are breaking those rules, regardless of if their beliefs are justified or not, we have to do something about it because we can't be a platform. We can't be in a situation where we can't be neutral. It is safe for the company and the company's wealth and well-being and monetary gain to be as neutral with China as possible, because that is a large market that they need to capture, essentially.
Okay, we'll talk about that in the discussion section then.
Well, right here. So this is pretty much the end. And what I'm going to get at is that after this, and this is sort of where the entire story ends, May hasn't become a rallying symbol for Hong Kong, really. Blizzard stock took a minor dip for a day. This is what you were alluding to, is that Blizzard stock took a minor dip for a day and then returned to normal. And it's almost as if nothing has happened. The story is one of many, however, in a long list of instances where China's influence...
You say a dip, too, which is bullshit. It's not a dip.
It
was a blip.
Essentially, a week before this incident, Blizzard stock was lower than during this incident. So at the beginning of October, Blizzard stock was lower than during this internet outcry about Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of puts it into perspective, is essentially Blizzard stock is doing well. And I think the reason being is that a lot of investors are seeing that Blizzard isn't necessarily... And if you take a step back, right? If you take a step back from the outcry, Blizzard isn't really doing anything wrong yet. And they're about to expand even further into the Chinese market. So they're about to be doing really well. They haven't taken a stand either way. And there are worse cases, essentially. And that's what I was getting into, is that Blizzard is one of many examples of this Chinese influencing the Western market and Western society. So, like, not too long ago, an NBA coach tweeted about the Hong Kong riots, and China all but banned the entirety of the NBA from the Chinese market just because of one coach's tweet.
Yeah, that was South pretty Park bad. South Park made fun of that. Yeah, I was going to mention that as well. South Park made fun of that. They also mentioned in South Park about how China has their hands in Marvel stuff as well. Is that
right? So Marvel movies, actually a lot of Hollywood movies, if they're blockbusters, are re-edited for the Chinese market. Like, there are scenes where actors are swapped out with Asian actors to appeal to the Chinese market.
I wonder how a weird thing. If they did that with, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe episodes, like, if they did Black Panther hypothetically and they just took him out, that would be
what would be and did. I was about to make a racist comment, but I'm not going to make it. So no, it's not lead characters. It's more like side characters.
Side characters. Okay, that would make a little bit more sense. Like, things right, that didn't
it's like
matter.
Back. It's like background characters. Like, if there's a doctor in the background, he's going to be Chinese now instead of, like, a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so essentially what you're talking about is South Park made an episode poking fun at, well, essentially bringing to light a lot of bad things going on where Western companies are bending to China's will because China's market is so lucrative.
So, yeah, so let's talk about Xi Jinping and Winnie the Pooh. So then, you know, when our podcast goes up, you know, and China's watching these podcasts to see, you know, it won't go into Chinese territories, you know. Our podcast will be forever lost, right?
Yeah.
Am I losing you there, Quinn?
You've already lost me.
Well, all I'm trying to get at is...
No, I get your joke, but it's not a good joke.
Fuck you. Well, my point is that there's a lot of influence in with China and American culture, and I guess, as you said, that they're re-editing. And one of the episodes on South Park was, like, they were making a biopic of, like, the kids, Stan and some of the other guys, because I don't know if Kyle got there later. He was dealing with the Mexican Joker, which is a whole nother issue. And so they tried to make an episode, but every single time they try to make the movie, the Chinese, like, general will come in and say, no, you can't do that, and, like, have to fix all the writings. And then they just got so pissed that they just didn't even do it in the first place. And so like that's like kind of their showing of how heavy of a hand that they put on influence for movies or pop culture or anything that comes into China. Like it does not go without being edited.
Well, and so even the episode, even basically South Park making this episode and when it went live in China, it was banned. Not only the episode, but all of South Park was banned because of that one episode they made.
Fuck yeah, that's...
And on top of that, even though May didn't become a rallying symbol for Hong Kong, Hong Kong was screening South Park, or the protesters were screening South Park around the city as sort of like a form of protest, which is interesting. And South Park had an official response to their ban in China, which was basically like, fuck you, China. You guys are terrible.
Do you remember when South Park was a huge issue with Easterners? Middle Easterners?
With who? Middle Easterners?
Yeah, I'd say it that way because they were making fun of, I think, Muslim culture. And then there was a... I don't know if this actually was a thing that happened, but they said that if they showed... Muhammad on the TV show, on the show. This is not real life. This is in the show South Park. They would be heavily punished and bombed or some bullshit like that.
Right. This is around the time where journalists for newspapers were basically posting pictures of their interpretation of Muhammad, and they were bombed and killed.
Okay.
And so this is during like a very politically sensitive time as well.
So this is, seems to be a very similar thing as well. I mean, I can't argue anything about bombing and killing people, but I'm sure that the people in Hong Kong are being killed by the Chinese, and so we can probably argue that there's some similarities or some correlations there to that past. So yeah, fuck, that's really fucked up.
Right. So I guess the larger discussion at hand, as well as we can talk about Blizzard stuff as well, is that essentially there's this brewing Chinese, I don't want to say Chinese because it's not the people of China, it's more of the government of China. There's this brewing, this like looming sensation of the Chinese government bullying the rest of the world and arguably taking away the rest of the world's freedom of speech to gain access to China's market, which is a scary thing.
Yeah. You're right. We should pull it back a little bit, but we'll generalize in a second. Do you think what Blizzard did was the best way they should have approached this? Let's ask that.
I think it was probably the only way they could have. What else could they do? If they, like ultimately a company, if you make a company, the vast majority of companies, your goal is to make money. Mm-hmm. Right, you're not there to solve the world's political problems, and having one allowing Blitzchung to come on basically and use you as a platform to talk about freeing Hong Kong from China's rule is not a good look for you if you're trying to make money from China. And I think their punishment was a little bit harsh. But ultimately, I don't think they've had this issue before where they've had to address someone coming on with political beliefs. So I think this is the first situation where they've had to deal with it. And I think they dealt with it a little too forcefully. And I think maybe the correction they did where they reduced the time to 6 months was probably the best way to go originally.
Do you think that if they had just banned him from the tournament, then nothing else, that this would not have become a phenomenon?
I think it's hard to say. I think the political climate around Hong Kong is
unrestful.
Right. It's there's a lot of tension building. And I think people would be upset regardless, because I think people are upset that there are millions of protesters in Hong Kong and no one's doing a thing about it.
And there's like the UN who doesn't recognize that there's a revolution.
Right. The UN doesn't even acknowledge that there are protests in Hong Kong. And
that's a whole nother fucking issue.
Right. And some people, I don't want to like theory craft here or anything, but some people are pointing to this issue being tension building for a possible third war, or third world war, as China essentially gains more and more bullying power over the rest of the world. There's going to have to be a point where governments are going to have to decide what are they going to do. Are they going to feed into China, or are they going to stand against China? And Hong Kong is sort of at the center point of that at the moment. And it's hard to say, like, Blizzard isn't going to be responsible for like everything that once this bubble bursts, right, and the general public is made aware of Hong Kong, and the UN has to say something about it, and the US has to do something about it, that's not going to be due to Blizzard. That's not going to be due to a single company.
But
that's
going to be,
right, they're little sparks, but ultimately they're not going to be the fire. And I don't know what the fire is going to be. And I think because Blizzard is just a spark, I think the world, like the world at large, doesn't put blame on Blizzard. I mean, their stocks are doing fine. Nothing has, no harm has come to them. I mean, China hasn't done anything against Blizzard as of yet. So I don't think Blizzard is wrong in doing what they were doing. I think it just points, like, it points to a larger problem that could be the future of essentially the world, not just gaming, right? It might point to a future of game companies, movie companies, larger tech companies. For example, Apple, Apple recently banned or removed the Taiwan flag or the Taiwanese flag from their emoji list because China told them to remove it because China doesn't acknowledge Taiwan as its own country. Taiwan to China is China's territory.
Right.
So that's Apple, one of the largest Western companies in the world, one of the largest companies in the world, period, being bullied by China. And Apple has been very strong and sturdy against the U.S. government when it comes to privacy and stuff, but China just easily pushes them to do things. And so we're looking at signs of a world where China is controlling the globe because like it essentially owns the most amount of people.
Like,
and
honestly,
the biggest
market. Kind of feels like the U.S. in a sense. It's, I think maybe we're just kind of surprised because we've been so used to the U.S. being a dominant world police that this happening is too weird, perhaps.
Well, I don't think it's even that, because in a weird way, it's not China being a world police. It's China.
They're being
the government
dominant.
Of China. Right. It's the government of China using its population as a bartering tool, and no one has a bigger bartering tool.
You know, that's a good point. I was watching South Park, and I know you can't smoke marijuana. It's illegal in the China. But one of the jokes that they made is like, if I can get just 2% of China's population to buy my weed, we're millionaires. And I think
billionaires.
Yeah, maybe
if you can get them, if you can just have them keep buying over and over and over again.
Yeah, just the point is that 2%, that's right. Not a big chunk. And in China, right. That's fucking huge though, because they're in the billions at least
they're like 1.2 billion. Or
yeah.
Something.
No, I mean, not, I shouldn't say 2 billion, but definitely close to just over a billion. That's the whole fucking point.
Right.
And so I guess the one thing I do want to say is that yes, this is not going to be the tipping point to World War III in any way. I know you were being a little joking.
But yeah, this Blizzard issue, it won't be.
This is just a way for video gamers or people who play video games to see that there is political unrest through the medium of
video games. Or even to express, like, there isn't, I haven't seen at least, a outlet for people's anxiety about Hong Kong. And I think a lot of people use this Blizzard thing to get out a lot of that anxiety about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like their anxiety was a shotgun. Like, they got everything out and now no one cares anymore. Or people care, but there isn't action being had. No one is actively pushing. Right. Not for this. I mean, but that's what I'm getting at is, It seems like gamers got really riled up, and then that was it. And now there's no... People aren't putting up more May memes and May Free Hong Kong and all this other stuff that would imply that gamers are rising up for Hong Kong. You know, like it was a literally less than a week. It was like 3 or 4 days, and then it just disappeared.
Yeah, they just moved on to the next issue. You know, Galarian Ponyta being a psychic and not a fairy, some bullshit like that. They're like, oh, let's go on to the other thing that we can get pissed off about.
Right, or like, oh, Fortnite's down because exactly. of the black hole. Right, so, and arguably I did too. I sent Chase some Fortnite memes just today.
It was funny. I can't believe there were no more
Hong Kong memes. Where'd the Hong Kong memes go? Where'd the Blizzard memes go? Just people move on so quick. It's hard.
Yeah.
And then you see like people in Hong Kong busting their ass trying to get democracy. And what can you do?
Did I tell you I have a friend from Hong Kong? And then he's, you know, I don't know if he's exactly in the heat of the moment with all the protesting, all the violence there. But I mean, he is there, and it's frightening to think about. Like, I have a friend who, I don't know, it'd be like if you were in New York, Quinn, and the Boston Marathon massacre, was it? Like, you were just physically there. That's fucking frightening. Like, just these things happening.
But that happened in Boston.
Yeah, but imagine you were there is my point. My friend is right. in Hong Kong, but
my old neighbors, my old piano teacher, actually, her entire family moved to Hong Kong a number of years ago. And this isn't creepy, all right, but I follow her daughters on Instagram. Creepy. And the thing is that the western side of Hong Kong is unaffected. I haven't seen one peep about the protests. I haven't seen one... like if they're taking a selfie in the streets, I don't see anyone protesting around. I think it's just so segmented. The difference, like the western side of Hong Kong is kept under wraps while the people who are actually native to Hong Kong are fighting for their freedom. It's crazy.
So either the protesting is extremely well guarded, I guess, by the government and like being fended off from social media outlets,
that's the thing is that China controls, censors social media, so maybe the people I'm following can't post anything about it, or their safety will be at hand.
The other possibility, it's not as big as we think, but that's probably not the case. You know where,
right?
The social that's media a whole outlets other really that's a whole other
yeah, yeah yeah that's a whole other conversation is like about if were being manipulated. Like if the Hong Kong protests are fairly small and were being manipulated into thinking they're large for some other political agenda, right?
Someone wanting to start World War III.
Right. Someone wanting to, or someone potentially a liberal candidate in the U.S. trying to gain popularity by making Hong Kong a bigger deal than maybe it actually is.
And but one of the things it's highly doubtful. And one of the things is that it is possible, which is a scary part, because I know that the United States, depending on like where you're watching, you know, can funnel in what they actually want you to see. And so like, let's say Reddit, I don't know if Reddit is a pure source, but like, let's say you go to Reddit, you can actually see more shit that's happening that's not going to be shown on
right. Your, but your part of Reddit is owned by Tencent as well.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Right. And there's so the one issue with Reddit is that there's a lot of Chinese bot accounts that will downvote posts that are anti-China. And so it's really hard in an age to find what is actually going on in the world. It's really, really difficult. Yeah. And I agree that Hong Kong most definitely is a huge issue, and we're probably not seeing something that's been manipulated. I think China is able to sway people in its favor in terms of corporations. So if we're still seeing things about Hong Kong, even though China is trying its darndest to remove it all from the internet, then Hong Kong is probably a really big deal.
Yeah, I could see that as another way of looking at it. All right, do we want to add anything else in terms of video game related stuff? We'd really started going down the rabbit hole. of really talking about the grand scheme of things, which is very important, but we are deviating a little
bit. Let's just talk about how it's affecting gaming as of now. So, like you were mentioning, Riot Games has taken a stance pretty much supporting Blizzard and saying they won't support people coming into their game.
Tim Sweeney is taking the opposite stance as well.
Right, Tim Sweeney. So Epic, Epic Games is saying that they won't bow to China, essentially, and that even though Tencent owns like 40% of Epic Games, Tim Sweeney owns the majority share.
That was his argument, essentially, against...
Right, that was his argument, is that he owns the majority share, and because of that, he makes the decisions, not Tencent.
Yeah, and even if Tencent was ludicrous enough to say, we'll take out the 40%, I think that it would crush Epic, but I don't think they would do it because they would also lose a lot of potential money that they get from Epic.
Right. So it's interesting to see because we don't necessarily know the viewpoint of Tencent. If Tencent is about making money, then it's not going to care about the Hong Kong protests necessarily. But China as a government isn't as concerned about money.
They'll appease the Chinese government for sure, Tencent. And that's probably what they've been doing.
But what I'm saying is that Tencent is a corporation also looking to make money. So it doesn't make sense for Tencent to pull out of Epic, to pull out of Activision Blizzard, to pull out of Riot, etc., because they're looking for money. The Chinese government, however, isn't as concerned about money. It's concerned about saving face and controlling its population. So they can turn Blizzard away. They can turn these Western companies away because they're about political and people control, less about the monetary gains of other companies.
Yeah, there's other types of powers that they care about.
Right. It's definitely scary.
Well, I think we're at the end of our discussion, Quinn. I'm honestly trying to rack my brain. Like, what else could we really talk about? I think there needs to be some more information that we're not going to ever get, unfortunately, to talk about this further.
Well, I have a feeling that this is going to come up again. This example of Blizzard is going to come up again.
I don't think Blizzard, though.
Well, I think it's going to be whether it's brought up because something new happens or whether it's brought up because there's a resurgence in Hong Kong and we see May as a symbol. I think we're going to see this gaming and the political situation in Hong Kong happening again.
100% agree with that. There's going to be some sort of ridiculousness with video gaming in Hong Kong,
right,
in China, and something getting fucking banned or... probably something even worse, like PlayStation 5 doesn't get shipped to the United States because, you know, it's made in China.
Right. The Chinese tariffs, they're coming, people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that. Holy shit. Yeah, there's too much shit going on. But anyways, guys, thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening. We know that there's too much bullshit going around. There's too much China debauchery going on. There's too much revolution in the world. Nothing is peaceful anymore, but we're here. And you can listen to us.
We're very peaceful. And if you want to liberate Hong Kong with us peacefully, you can do so by tweeting us on Twitter.
Hell, fuck, just opinions. Say liberate Hong Kong on our Twitter account. I don't care.
Liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our age.
Do it in there in Chinese. Yeah, I was about to say in Mandarin Cantonese. / Cantonese, but then I realized Chinese is just one single language.
Right.
Dialects. So yeah, do it in Chinese. Do it on our Twitter. Make we're for liberating Hong Kong in any way.
Well, we're not taking a political stance here.
I'll take a political stance.
We're 15% owned by Tencent, Chase. Let's not
You know, if Tencent actually decided to give us money, I would totally change my tune, honestly.
I'm a sellout. Puppet.
Honestly, if they gave us money for this podcast, I'd have to start thinking about it. They're like, see, we'll give you $10,000 to stop making your podcast. I'll be like,
All right. Here, actually, I'm going to leave the podcast with an analogy. All right. And this is something I heard from an investor actually discussing the situation with Blizzard. All right. So the analogy is most people hate their jobs, right? And most people don't necessarily like their bosses, but we don't actively speak up against our bosses with our criticisms. And that is what Blizzard is doing, in a sense, is that it doesn't make sense to speak against your boss or potential partner in a way that's going to criticize them. Whether that's socially, financially, whatever, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And like when it's your money on the line, when it's your money on the line, it's like, are you going to sacrifice your salary for what, you know?
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Is Chase going to sacrifice his job that he's only had for 2 weeks because of this?
No. thank you for listening, guys. You can tweet us at BS Gamers Podcast. Make sure to rate us on iTunes. We love your opinions. And, guys, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for listening.